was given to you on your 7th birthday, a gift from an overly dawning grandparent. Oh, how your eyes lit up when you saw me, larger than life, with a red bow around my neck. You bounced around and clapped your hands, squealing that I was the biggest teddy bear you'd ever seen. You were beautiful. For the next month, you only slept in my lap, curled up so tight and small I feared falling over and smothering you. To keep you safe and happy, that was my only wish, my only desire. And you were, my sweet girl. Whenever you read your books while leaning against me, or balanced one of your little sun hats between my ears so I was presentable for your tea parties, or just sat and talked to me about everything in your life, you were happy, and I was at peace. I watched you grow and change. The tea parties became slumber parties. Books became magazines. And the talks between you and me shifted to overheard conversations with your friends. I saw the shape of you alter with puberty and how your beauty transformed into radiance. The curve of your hips, the thrust of your breasts, becoming more a woman with each passing day. And still you sat with me, leaning against me while you painted your toes or talked to your friends on the phone. Or, on those rare, horrible nights, clutching me tightly while you sobbed about the unfairness of the world. My sweet girl, how I wish I could have held you at those times. But you held me tightly enough for both of us. You were safe, and I was at peace.
As time passed, even more things changed. The room around me altered in color, decoration, and sanctity. Where there was once an ever-open door, now stood a barred gate, accessible to none but a few. Where there was once rainbow crayon scribbles and bright, glittery things, there were now posters of scantily clad figures and beautiful faces. Plastic exchanged for metal to drape over your neck, ears, arms. Pretty dresses replaced with tight jeans and sheer skirts. You, my sweet girl, also changed. A pimple here, a dusting of hair there. The curiosity in your eyes became confusion as you tried to keep up with the transformations of your growing body. Always touching and cataloging. Stroking, cupping, learning, and still so beautiful. Then one day you brought home a bag, just a small bag that you kept hidden in your purse until you had the door closed and locked behind you. You looked so nervous, so incredibly excited. It had been so long since I had seen true excitement on your face, my sweetie. It made me excited, too. What brought the light back to your eyes? I admitted it so. I watched as you drew a small box from the bag with trembling fingers. Your cheeks were so flushed, you kept licking your lips, glancing at the door. And then you began stripping. Oh, my sweet girl, how beautiful you've become. Your soft skin glowing from within, your breasts so plump and delightful, your nipples already hardening and darkening in anticipation, your long, gorgeous legs twitching and shifting, and your perfect, pretty pussy already starting to glisten. Grasping the box again, you began walking towards your bed. But as soon as you reached it, you changed your mind. Instead, you came to me, leaning back between my legs just the way you used to. Oh, how I missed the feel of you against me. Even with how much you've grown, you still fit so perfectly in my lap. But this wasn't going to be like any other time you pressed against me. I could tell. I could feel your trembling, hear your shaky breathing, and see the way your fingers fumbled to open this innocuous little box. What was it that riled you so, sweet girl? What made your thighs clench and your legs shake and your cheeks flush in such a way? And when you finally opened the box and tumbled its contents into your palm, I understood. It was the subject of many conversations conducted in giggling whispers between you and your friends late at night. It was the result of many covered inner searches on the web with your history deleted after each and every one. It was the uttered wish at the end of every frustrated night when your touch was never enough. It was a bullet vibe. Sweet girl, how you've grown. I know your body has confounded you for a very long time. The urge that rides you, but the inability to satiate or ignore them, has driven you to weep in frustration against me many more times than I care to remember. How I wished I could have helped you, held you, given you what you needed, what you craved. But now, my brave girl, you would know. Your impatience was growing, but you knew not to rush this. It was too important, too pivotal. So you sent the toy aside and simply began to touch yourself all over, tracing your fingers over your lips, neck, letting your head fall back as you stroked over your breasts and stomach. You're so beautiful. So very beautiful as your mouth falls open around a gasp at the feeling of your fingers plucking your nipples to full hardness. As your hips buck under the pressure of your palm between your thighs. As you whimper softly with the wet penetration of your gorgeous pussy. You tease yourself perfectly, and I love watching you unravel. But the unraveling only went so far. There was a point where you couldn't press any deeper, stroke any harder, tease any longer. And it always hurt you, but that was before. Now I watched as you withdrew your slick digits and sucked them into your mouth as you reached for your new toy. I watched as you traced it over the same path your fingers had taken, the gentle vibrations making you gasp and shiver. I watched as you pressed it against your aching clit. How you knew how to take a mouthful. You took a mouthful of my fur, you had to muffle the moans that spilled from your lips. You sounded so good, my sweet girl, and looked even better, your hips jerking and circling. As you pushed beyond your limitations and found a new height to your pleasure, I knew that you wouldn't last long. That sensation was still so new. Too intense. Oh, but you were a thing of perfection, riding the waves of your very first orgasm, clenching, spasming, soaking my fur. You were satisfied, and I was at peace. But for you, it was only the beginning. You had awakened a glorious addiction within you. One toy became two, then four, then seven. Soon you had a full box of devices that you could use to bring you screaming to climax again and again. You would even utilize me in your search for pleasure, trapping a vibrating toy between my leg and your thighs and grinding against me until you fell limply away. Soon, I was soaked with the scent of your cum, making your room smell constantly of sex, making you constantly crave it, demand it, beg for it. I did everything I could to help satisfy you. I happily let you use me, abuse me, do whatever you had to, so I could watch you come over and over against me. But I always feared I wasn't enough. And then you brought her home. I saw the affection and the effect she had for you and on you immediately. How you squirmed so meekly under her gaze. Here was the one who could give you what you needed when I couldn't. And I was so happy for you. She smiled when she saw me, smirked when she smelled me, laughed out loud when she found your toy box hidden behind my back. I think that's what I liked best about her. She was always smiling and laughing, even when she was kissing and stroking you into relaxation. Even as she ordered you to strip naked for her. Even as she watched you touch yourself and make yourself come against me. And she still smiled as she disrobed herself and slowly crawled up between your quivering thighs. As she pressed her fingers deep inside of your still clenching pussy, as she sealed your mouth over your clit and sucked hard. Again, you attempted to muffle yourself in my fur, but she wasn't having it. A single word was all it took for you to unclench your jaw and begin mewling aloud. Such a beautiful sound, my sweet girl. Such a beautiful sight. You spread out beneath her, jerking, arching, kneeling under her mouth. A muffled command. You were twisting and plucking at your nipples, making you louder and wetter against her tongue. A new sensation always made quick work of you. And you exploded with a scream. Gorgeous. She thought so too. And she lifted away from your spasming core with a shiny smile. She soothed, stroked, whispering sweet things to bring you down. To quiet your trembling, your whimpers. Until she thought you were ready. She was an excellent teacher, my sweet girl, showing you how to give pleasure to another, cooing out praise and instruction to guide the dance of your tongue, the probe of your fingers, the lock of your lips. I was so proud of you every time you made her twitch, sigh, moan. So when you happily arched back into the stroke of her fingers through your hair, and when you witnessed the splendor of seeing another coming under the power of your hands, sweetie, I could have wept. Soon, both of you were satisfied, curled up, whispering to another in the safety of my embrace. I knew I was not long for this world. I was old, worn, and strained by a life fully lived. But I had watched you grow, from a monster 7-year-old, into a stunning creature that would take the world and many hearts by storm. You were happy. You were safe. And I was at peace.